Good morning. Could I give you a flyer? It's a public meeting tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Convention Center. Appreciate it if you make it. Thank you.
Union members held signs reading, "Don't cancel our postmark," and exhorted residents to attend a Wednesday public meeting.
We want to make the public aware of their misguided cost-cutting scheme, their efforts to take the mail up to Indianapolis.
That's union spokesman Kevin McCaffrey, who says workers aren't just out to save their jobs because a contract provision forbids layoffs. McCaffrey and APW branch chief Michael Sexton say the bigger concern is a loss of efficiency and slower service Bloomington citizens would notice if the plan goes through.
They've already taken away collection boxes and sources of input for your mail throughout the city, and they've taken away your express mail boxes, and we just think Bloomington deserves better service than that.
Under the plan, mail from Bloomington and other 474 zip codes would first travel to Indianapolis for sorting before returning to the area for delivery. Union reps said it could mean a piece of mail might take a week to be sent across town. Postal service numbers indicate relocating the processing facility would save $1.1 million a year, part of a system-wide effort to alleviate a $7.2 billion deficit. Kristen Rust owns Bloomington's New Leaf Landscaping and says the relocation would negatively affect her business.
The post office is a pretty important part of the city. I'm a small business owner, and I use the post office every day. It'd be a pretty big impact for me because I do a lot of my business transactions through this post office. So I just like the personal attention that our local business does through here. So it's going to impact my business significantly.
A public meeting on the matter will be held at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Bloomington-Monroe Convention Center. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.